I grew up at the time of the first moon landing and the Apollo space exploration, which dates me a bit. It was the era of the inspirationally eccentric Patrick Moore and that programme, Star at Night. Some of you might remember it. So as a child, I loved plotting the changing positions of the stars and the waxing and waning of the moon. I learned to identify the plough and the North Star in the hope that if I ever got kidnapped or something, I'd be able to navigate my way home. I was quite imaginative. I inhabited stories of sailors navigating by the stars and astrologers foretelling the future from the constellations. For whatever the changes down here on Earth, the stars appear unchanging. It's an incredible reminder, isn't it, of the expanse of the universe. The stars that we see arrayed above are the same ones that real-life sailors and astrologers have observed for millennia. It is this night sky that reveals the Creator God, and I'm reminded again and again of our apparent human insignificance. It's beautifully described in one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 8. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Science can tell us a great deal about the stars in the sky, how they came to be. And yet, at the same time, there's something mysterious, maybe even mystical, about stars. Starry skies do fill us with that sense of wonder and prompt us sometimes to ask big questions about who we are, how we came to be, who or what else might be out there. It's no surprise then that a star features in the Christmas story. It's a heavenly sign. Now, some of you may have had the good fortune to visit Bethlehem, the real place, at some point in your lives. Some of us may get that opportunity when we go on a Christchurch pilgrimage to the Holy Land next year. But in Bethlehem, there is a church called the Church of the Nativity, which is built over the cave where Jesus is said to have been born. And it's a strange place because it's a bit gaudy and a bit over the top with giant Christmas baubles hanging from the ceiling as you go down into the cave. But when you enter the actual cave, there's a silver star set into the floor to mark where the birth was supposed to have taken place. It's an extraordinary sign of an extraordinary event. There's something about the star touching earth, about God coming from heaven to be part of this world. When Jesus was born, something heavenly took place, hence the star in the sky. And when Jesus was born, something earthy and earthly took place, hence the star on the floor. And that star on the floor reminds us of the wonder of heaven meeting earth, that God would willingly leave heaven to share in the pain and in the beauty of life. Now, if your Christmas shopping is still a little bit undone, it's not too late to buy quite an unusual Christmas present. You can pay to have a star named after someone, courtesy of the International Star Registry. It's an appealing thought, isn't it? Quick and easy, just do it online. Although I have to warn you that there are lots and lots of different star registries out there online, and none of them, as far as I can tell, are actually really official. So in reality, it's a gigantic gimmick. But it taps into something important about how stars speak to us of something deep and profound. People pay to name a star after someone as a way of trying to show how much that person matters in the vastness of the universe, you matter. Your life matters. In the Old Testament, God describes his people as being as numerous as the stars in the skies. And when Rachel read to us from Psalm 147, she read this: "The Lord determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name." The Bible repeatedly tells us that in the vastness of the universe, each one of us matters to God. Our lives matter. It's as if the stars in the sky are already named after us and after the people that we love. That's why Jesus was born. That's why heaven touched earth, because we matter to God, and he wanted desperately to show us, to reach out to each of us with his love and mercy. So tonight, as you go home, look up, if you can, with this heavy rain, and see the stars, or at least when there's next a starry sky. Look up and look at those stars. And remember the star in the sky over Bethlehem and the star in the floor at Bethlehem. Remember that God is divine and human, infinite and intimate, far and near, in heaven and on earth. And remember too that you matter to God. One of those stars bears your name because you are of infinite worth to him. Star of wonder, star of light, may God's blessing be on each of us, on our homes, and in our hearts as we find the Christ child this Christmas. Amen.